Okay, how to prepare yourself for optimum performance. So if you walk into a room and you're the speaker and you're not ready to give everything that you've got, it's just going to fall flat on its face. So delivering an optimum performance on stage, number one, begins with knowing your audience, preparing extensively, using power words, and getting ready for the event. So first, know your audience. Before you prepare your presentation, make sure you ask the event planner about your audience. Who they are, what their businesses are, how they make their living, why they are at the event, what desires do they have. The better you know the audience, the better you can then connect with them. Then you need to prepare extensively. So you need to practice over and over and over again. Constantly rehearsing your speech will help you perfect your delivery. So practice your presentation anywhere you go and anytime you get familiar. Familiarize yourself with the sequence of content to be presented, practice any jokes you want to try, practice your delivery, practice your sales pitch. I tell people, whenever you're showering, whether you're mowing the lawn, whether you're cleaning the pool, whatever it is that you're doing, always be preparing that speech. Go the extra mile. So be willing to go the extra mile with your preparation so your presentation truly benefits your audience. Okay? So great content mixed in with great preparation will help you feel more relaxed and confident about speaking to your audience and communicating with them eye to eye. Use power words. This is huge. So, power words are words that evoke an emotional response, positive or negative, leading to a desired outcome. So, humans are emotional creatures. They buy due to emotions and they justify with logic. So, your talk needs to elicit strong emotions to create an impact, and power words help you do that. So it's really important that you're using big, strong, evocative words in order to pull out emotion in your listeners. List a few power words along with the emotions being targeted. You can find many more on Google, but greed, curiosity, fear, encouragement, anger, lust, you can pause this video and come back and look at those, or you can go and really a great way to do this is go search Tony Robbins talks from stage, and his ability to do that is incredible. Get ready for the event. Book your flight early to give you more time for a relaxed event preparation and to scout the room. Always ask for late checkout as to give yourself some time to assess how everything went. Get sufficient sleep, lots of water, avoid alcohol if at all possible. That's one thing that tends to happen at live events. Just try to avoid that at all possible. Double check your PC, slides, clicker, audio, etc. before going on. Get to know and feel the environment of the room before you go live. It'll help you prevent being stiff and standing in one place when you talk. Ask the AV guide to start with high volume and lower if needed. Tell the AV guide not to put you on screen if you see the crowd is small. Have a note of slide content if slides don't work. So again, having your notes, being fully prepared, it'll help everything go smoothly. And ultimately what it does for you is it creates a sense of peace and calm inside, knowing full well that you are prepared, ready to go, and if something does go wrong, it doesn't throw you off course like it does so many speakers.